Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're on program 323. If you'd like a copy of it, I believe you will. At the end of the program, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of it, a audio tape or a CD. Please specify which one. Postage and handling and all of it is absolutely free of charge. Today we have some singing. We've got some real good testimony. We have a good testimony. We've got hundreds of them. We'll just do one today. And we've got a strong message from the Lord. So right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service inside His house. Know ye not that you are the house, the temple of the living God, and the Lord expects you, all of us, to build our house so that it's fitting for the Holy Spirit to live in. The Holy Spirit consists of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Jesus, that you became the life-giving Spirit. A life-giving spirit. There's no other spirit in the world that is life-giving but your spirit. So you are a life-giving spirit to those of us that are your creation, to those that come unto you. All that come unto you, all that call upon you shall be saved. And those that, and this is a continuous thing. It isn't something, Father, I'm saying this, I know you know that, you're the one that taught it to me, but those that only the ones that come to you are yours. All the rest of the world, the whole world is deceived, has been deceived. And I know that the world was deceived because Satan set it up that way. He knew in order to deceive the whole world that he had to have a church. And that church would be filled with false doctrine. And of course, in order to rule the world, to deceive the whole world with his or to rule the world, he had to deceive the entire world because he's Satan. And he must make people believe that he's God, that he is the true Word of God, and yet he is the exact opposite of your Word. That's why we know that the things that are happening in this world today, Father, are of the devil, because everything that's the government, which Satan runs from his church in Rome, everything that they're doing is the exact opposite of your Word. And he, in the government controls the news media, and so Satan controls Rome's church. It's actually the church of the devil, and he controls the world government and the news media. The government, the FCC, Federal Communication Commission, is all controlled by Rome. And that's why we see the Antichrist being exalted on television and radio and in the newspapers, and that's why there's no truth in the world. That's how he deceived the whole world, because Satan knew that he needed to have a church, a government, and the media. That is the combination that did it. So, Father, we thank you for revealing. I thank you for revealing these things unto me. It's not only by the Spirit, but the Word, which is also Spirit and life. You told me these things. And I pray that everybody will receive that, and that they'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that they'll receive salvation first, forgiveness first from all their sins, salvation, and then the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God, your Word. A person that receives your Word is like a person that builds his house. Now, Father, you've been telling me to bring a message on building the house. Solomon built his house. It took him 13 years. It took the Apostle Paul to build his house 17 years, and Sue and I were married for 17 years, and it took that long for me to realize that you wanted me to teach your word and to preach it. And so it takes 17 years to build a house in a human body fitting for the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, to dwell in us. And when you dwell in us, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, we then have the ability, your ability, to live out your life, to allow you to live out your life in us. We must be humble. We must be broken in order to allow you to do that. You cannot work with a person that is not broken. Now, most people feel they have to be whole, a person, a carnal, one of these natural persons, for you to be able to use them, but we have to go down to the valley of the shadow of death and prove that we definitely are your servants, that through thick and thin, through life or death, we are yours. And then when that brokenness is in us, then you're able to move into us and then move yourself out of us, to dispense yourself through us. Father, we thank you for this, and we pray that the people out in Radio Land will receive the message today, anointed, and that they will receive salvation through it, that they will, and that the church will receive power and more strength and more knowledge of your word, to know what your word means, because your word is spirit, and if it's in us, it sizzles. It sizzles. It's alive. The word is living, the living Christ. You are the word. And your God, Lord Jesus, you are the word. And you are able to make us wise and know instruction, perfect instruction from you. Father, I hear all these people. Lord Jesus, I hear all these people. Holy Spirit, I hear all these people on television saying no one is perfect and there's nothing but imperfection. Well, that's true. There's nothing but imperfection in the world. But those of us that are your sheep, we are not of this world. And we must be perfect in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. If people want to believe the doctrine that no one is perfect, well, then they've already received that there's no possible way to enter the kingdom of heaven. They don't even believe in the kingdom of heaven. A fool has said in their heart that there's no God. Lord, we pray that you'll make, that this message today will make yourself known to every soul, and that the church will be strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
And here I am with the Stamps Quartet at the Johnny Cash Studio, the House of Cash in Hendersonville, Tennessee, to sing Consider Me.
I have no one,
I have no one,
to which I run,
to which I run,
only the Lord,
only the Lord,
whom I can turn. Lord, in your blessed consideration, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Tide rolling high,
tide rolling high,
billows defy,
billows defy.
Lord, hear my plea,
Lord, hear my plea.
Don't pass me by,
don't pass me by.
Lord, when you smile on creation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Mad winds may blow,
mad winds may blow,
mad breakers roar,
mad breakers roar.
They beat on every side. Oh, one thing I know,
one thing I know,
and to be sure,
and to be sure,
in thee my soul. I'm alone,
when I'm alone,
without a home,
without a home,
friends and my loved ones,
friends and my loved ones.
All are gone.
All are gone.
Lord, when you give out heaven's reservation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Lightning may flash,
lightning may flash,
wild waves may dash,
wild waves may dash,
the tempest raging hot,
sent from above,
whispers of love,
whispers of love,
attend my feeble cry, boom, boom, boom.
The day will come,
life will be dark.
Lord, in your presence,
let me be one. Lord, when you give up heaven's reservation, consider me.
Oh, Lord, consider me.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed working with J.D. Sumner, Ed Enoch, and all the rest of the Stamps Quartet. And it was really a joy to sing with them. And I'd sure like to get back together with them again and do some more signs. The Blackwood Brothers have been contacting me, and they'd like to do some albums. It's now called the Blackwood Singers. They've got some ladies with them now. I haven't met the ladies just, but I became very familiar with Ron Blackwood. Good friends. The Lord's been giving me messages here regarding the building the house. You know, we are the house of God. We're the temple of God. And when the Bible states that Satan will move, the Antichrist will move into the temple of God in the last days, if you'll notice in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that he states that there'll be a great falling away, and that is of the church, those that are of the temple of God. Some people have built their house to a certain extent, but people don't realize how deep the Word of God is. They don't realize in order to build the house properly, that it really, it's a constant thing until the day that we enter into heaven. Now, we're in heaven right now. Of course, we are born again of the Spirit, those of us that are saved. And the Lord says a lot of the body of Christ will fall away. So really, they're not going to be the body of Christ. And many of them have already fallen away, and they've allowed Satan to enter the temple, which is you. If you're gone, I see many churches, they claim to be churches of the Lord, and they're attacking us, the temple of God. And we haven't fallen away, but they have. If they hadn't fallen away, they wouldn't be attacking us any longer. Somehow, Satan got into them. Now, a lot of these people, I know that they have committed adultery with their neighbor's wife or somebody in the church. There's churches down through the years. Sue had told me about a lot of these churches that had fallen away because, for instance, in Los Angeles, there was one downtown. He had a beautiful wife. She was real nice woman, and helped build the ministry with this pastor. And then all of a sudden, he got something going for the organ player in the church, and he started committing adultery and fornication with her. And they kicked the wife out of the church, and he just went and married her. He's dead now, and the wife is carrying on this work. She's doing a lot of feeding of people, but the poor people down there, and thinks that by her good deeds she's going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, they have a tremendous, they feed the hundreds of people on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, and But, you know, that isn't the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord has to do with the working of the Holy Spirit in you. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit within us is coordinated by the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit as well. And the reason for that is, I'll get into that later, but you can say that the inward working of the Holy Spirit is something different than just feeding people outwardly and clothing them. We do that too, and if you're of the Lord, you're going to do that. But more importantly is that the work of the Holy Spirit primarily is on the outward, is for the obedient ones. The ones that God leads, guides, and directs by the Holy Spirit, these are the ones that are led by the Lord inwardly. When they hear the word of the Lord, they don't hear it and then just forget about it immediately. They don't look into the looking glass or the mirror and then forget the Bible, which is the Bible. You can look into the Bible, which is a mirror, and you can tell if the reflection that you are in the world is reflected in the Word of God. If you're a woman that lusts after men, and you call yourself a Christian, or you're a man that lusts after women, and you see in the Bible that Jesus said, and Jesus is God, Jesus is the Word, come to the world in the flesh, and you see that the Bible says that a person that commits adultery by with their eyes, they look at others and try to get them to commit adultery too, and they flirt with them, that you're going to get into heaven, you're sorely mistaken. So you're not what the Lord calls the righteous ones, the obedient one. You're not an obedient one, because the obedient ones are the ones that God leads, guides, and directs by the Holy Spirit inwardly. They are very sensitive to the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God. I mean, they're not desensitized by lusts of the world, lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, and the pride of life. They're sensitive to God rather than to the world. The world desensitized them from being led by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, and directed by the Holy Spirit. They are the people that are very sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. And when they feel the moving of the Holy Spirit within them, they immediately obey. So, but these that are flirting and, lusting after everything in the world, they're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They look into the Bible and they see that these things are wrong, but they just go ahead and do it anyway because they just really don't believe God, that there is a hell and that there's a heaven. They say, well, God couldn't be that sensitive. He doesn't want any more lusts in heaven. He doesn't want any more of Satan in heaven. He's not going to have, there's not going to be any satanic person like that in heaven. So the inward working of the Holy Spirit is primarily for those of us who are the obedient ones. That the Lord doesn't have to create some kind of an evil environment for us outwardly to discipline us, because we're already sensitive to the Holy Spirit. There's no need for Him to chastise us. Now, the book of Proverbs says that a man that is righteous and loves his son beats him. Oh, but this is against the government, and I told you that the government was of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why you see so many shootings today, because the children have never been disciplined. They believed in Spock, Dr. Spock, rather than the Holy Spirit, rather than God. Amen.
Amen.
So when a person doesn't discipline their children, you say, beat them. Oh, this is an ugly word to the devil. But, you know, what is more important for you, to spank your child or to allow them to burn in hell forever in the lake of fire? What's more important? It's just like this crazy satanic government. They were saying that the people over at Waco were abusing the children. Now, just think about this for a minute. Now, the government says that they were abusing children, so the government burned them up. I mean, come on, you know, are you people that dense that you don't see how much more the government abuses children? But the people of that church were not abusing the children. The media just built it up as though they were abusing children. They weren't abusing children. I know a lot of people that lived over there. I don't know his doctors, musicians that went over there. Corish played the guitar, and I know a drummer that went over there and loved the place. He said that guy was a real great guy, a real good guy. And there are thousands of people that know me that will tell you the same thing about myself, all right? And so we don't abuse children at all. As a matter of fact, everybody states that we treat children better than anybody else on the face of the earth, but we do. The parents, if they know, they want to keep the commandments of the Lord because they're sensitive to the working of the Holy Spirit inside of them. They're the ones who are the obedient ones, the ones that are led, guided, and directed by the Holy Spirit. But the disobedient ones are the ones that need the outward disciplining of the Holy Spirit. Is primarily for the stiff-necked ones. That's why you see in Indonesia, one of our people in our church happens to be the brother of a man that's one of the big shots in the American Baptist Church. He is the one that trains the Baptists to go into their missionaries, and they go into different parts of the world to win the people that are Muslims unto the Lord, because a Muslim's going to go to hell. What they are is Catholics. The Catholic Church, the Muslims is a division of Catholicism. So in reality, even the Muslims don't know, because this happened a long time ago. Alberto Rivera disclosed this through a piece of literature that he wrote called The Prophet. It talks about how the Muhammad or the Muslim religion began. And it was raised up by the Vatican so that they would do the dirty work for the Catholic cult, Satan's church, government, and media. Well, the Lord has taken things into hand. That's why there are more Muslims, this man said, in Indonesia than any other part of the world. And that's why they suffered the tsunami, because God hates a church that believes in murdering people. And that influence of the Catholics believe in that, and they also have trained the Muslims to do that as well. Their religion is murder people that don't believe in false doctrine. Murder people. But there's a scripture that I'd like you to read. It happens to be about the man that builds his house on a solid rock. Okay, let's read that. Have you got that there?
Yes.
Go ahead, read it.
Whosoever cometh...
Now, who is this? First, you have to create the situation here so that the people out on in Radio Land can understand where we're reading from. Where is this scripture? So they can look it up and see that we're not making this doctrine up. This is coming from the actual Holy Spirit. This is the living word of the living God, the living one. Jesus is the living one. He said in the first chapter of Revelations, I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive now forevermore. I have raised from the dead because the living Holy Spirit, I am the Holy Spirit. He said, I'll lay down my life, and I, who is the Holy Spirit, will raise my life up again. Okay, nobody can do that but Jesus. No one can lift your life up, your eternal life up, can give you eternal life. nor any no one else can raise you from the dead but him. Okay, and so this is Jesus speaking, and where is this at in the Bible?
Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49.
Okay, Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. Now this is Jesus talking. This is the living one. He said the words that he speaks to us, to his disciples, and we are his disciples, are what?
Spirit and life.
Spirit. They are the Holy Spirit, and they are your life if you receive them into your house, which you are building for the Lord. Now, if you're building your house for the Lord to live in, then you're receiving every word. But the fallen away ones, the ones that are in the second chapter of the second Thessalonians, the Lord says that this would not happen. Paul said, this big falling away will not happen until it's the end of time. And that's how we're able to tell that we're living in the very last days. He said, don't let anybody deceive you as to the time of the coming of the Lord. A lot of you people are saying the Lord's coming any day now, and it's not going to happen. You're not going to see that until you see the spirit of Satan moving into the house that was built on solid rock, not on sand. I mean, it's built on the Word of God, which is the solid rock of Christ is the rock of God. Amen?
Amen.
He's the solid rock. He is the Word of God. He is the Word of God that became flesh and dwells among us. And now here are the living Holy Spirit words of Jesus, and let them, these words sizzle or sizz into your soul, into your spirit, into your mind. Okay, read what Jesus said.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings.
If you hear my sayings, that means if you receive them. Because the average ear just rejects the word of God the minute that it is sown, trying to be sown into you. That's what we're attempting to do here, is to sow the word of God into your house so it can be a house acceptable. If you don't accept God's word, then he doesn't accept to live in you. Don't you understand that?
Amen.
Okay, the Holy Spirit, if you're not inwardly a Christian, if you're not inwardly accepting the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God, then God is not going to live in you. Christ is not going to live in you. You can pretend to be a Christian, but the Lord knows everything, and he knows that you're pretending. So you really have to, I mean, without any shadow of doubt, you have to hear what he says. That means to receive what he says in order for him to desire to live in you, because the Lord can live with you or without you, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't need you. You think that the Lord is begging you to be saved. He doesn't want you to go to hell. And therefore, the thing that the Lord did is died for you and then resurrected from the dead for you. He kept his own word. He never sinned. And you have to read the Bible to know what sin is. But now he says, here are the words he says. Go ahead, read it again.
Whosoever cometh to me.
I mean, you come to the Lord, that means you're coming to the Word of God. Only those that come to him. Okay, then what?
And heareth my sayings.
Not only come to him, but they got to hear what he says. It has to sizzle in your brain, in your spirit, and in your soul, inside your body, which is the house that you live in. Okay? Because your house can be destroyed, you know, the house, the temporal thing that you live in, your apartment or whatever, that can be blown away, and many of them have been recently, and even more are going to be. But your real house is the house, is your body. Ye are the temple of God. If you don't believe that, well, then you're not receiving what the Lord says. But if you receive it, then you'll be like a wise man. Read that again.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them.
And does what I say to do, What does he say to do? He says, thou shalt not commit adultery. He tells you also what not to do. Thou shalt not flirt and cause other people's souls to go to hell. Thou shalt not, if you're a woman, you only can have one husband, okay? Amen. That isn't so, with a man. If God tells you to have other wives, then it is absolutely of the Lord. Of course, today there are seducing spirits, and they're saying that they're forbidding marriage of all kinds. They'll allow homosexuals to exist, but they even in prison, they allow homosexuals to live with homosexuals because the government is corrupt. And you see the police officers in there just allowing them to do that. I'm glad that the Lord showed me how late the hour is before he's coming back. It's just very soon he's coming back. Things couldn't get any more corrupt than they are today, and so the Lord has to destroy Indonesia. And I told you before that God wrecked New Orleans, and that they may try to build it again, but he'll knock it down every time they try. That place, you people better get out of there. It's a swamp. You're below sea level, and God hates the witchcraft that goes on in that city. The Muslims that are there, and the Lord's letting people know that he doesn't like Muslims, these people that believe that it's all right to kill and murder white people. You know, Jesus was a white man, all right? And those that are, and he's God. And if you think that you can kill the image and the likeness of God, no matter what color they are, you're wrong, and you're going to suffer for it. The Bible says so. But let's go ahead and read this, because I'm trying to implant a wisdom into you. A man that is wise wins souls. So the one that wins the most souls, and I believe I do, is the wisest.
Amen.
So it would be important for you to listen to what I'm saying, because I'm saying what the Word of God says. And the Word of God is God, and the Word of God wants you to receive it and have the inward anointing, the sensitivity to be led inwardly by the Holy Spirit, so God doesn't have to drown you and to wipe your homes out and to destroy you with meteorites and hail 100 pounds heavy on you, and to send your soul to hell finally if you absolutely reject his word. So this is why I'm saying these things to you, because as he said to Ezekiel, if I don't preach it, all your sins will be on my soul, and I'll go to hell because of not preaching it to you. And the same thing goes for you. All of you are supposed to be saved and out there distributing the word of God. But if you don't, well, then you're not receiving, you're not hearing. It isn't entering your body, your spirit, your mind, your spirit, your soul, the things that the Lord says for you to do. Okay, now we're talking about building your inward parts, your house, making it acceptable for the Lord. You reject any of God's word and you're rejecting your own soul. You're destroying your own soul, okay? Mm-hmm. He that hates the word of God loves death. That's the book of Proverbs. He that hateth me, wisdom, hateth their own soul. Do you hate your soul? Is that what you hate so much that you want to burn forever? Is that what your story is out there, Bunky? Is that what you want for yourself? Okay, read the rest of it.
I will show you to whom he is like.
That a person that comes unto him and receives his word and does what he says, right?
Right.
I'll show you what he's like. I'm going to give you a parable. Okay, I'm going to give you a symbol here of what a wise man is that receives what I say, that the words that I say sizzle inside of them, that sizz into their minds, their spirit, their heart, and their souls, and their whole body begins doing what the Lord says. Okay, what is he going to liken you to if you do that? Then go ahead.
He is like a man which built an house.
His house. your house, your temple, the temple that the Lord lives in. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? He builds your house on his words. That's how you build the temple of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because as you are, there's no power in you whatsoever. So you have to, if you want the power of God, you've got to have this inward anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have to be sensitive to his word. His word is spirit and your eternal life. He said that. The words that I have spoken unto you are both spirit and they are life, your eternal life. Because I mix them up into your spirit, my spirit with your spirit, giving you eternal life. Your own spirit has no virtue of eternal life in it until my spirit, the Holy Spirit, enters into you. And Jesus is that Holy Spirit. The Father is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is the Holy Spirit. Then go ahead.
He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock.
Okay. So you have to, you're the only foundation that you're going to have to build the house, your inward parts. The inward man is the Word of God. This is the building material to build your soul, your spirit. You have to keep mingling the Word of God, which is God, into your spirit so that you're not going to have to be put into the discipline of the outward discipline of the Holy Spirit. Those that are disciplined by the Holy Spirit inwardly are those that just are very sensitive. The Lord says that they receive it immediately. And they don't just, then they never forget it either. They never forget it. But those that are disciplined by the Holy Spirit, so many people think that they're going to be saved. And that they say, well, I'm saved, and of course the Lord allows us to sin. That is building your house on sand if you believe something like that. That's false doctrine. And the Lord is true doctrine. Now, he warns us to be led by the Holy Spirit. If you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're not sinning. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you to sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Holy Spirit is holy.
Amen.
And without sin and is perfect. And that's why we must live according to the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit, not the law of your stinking flesh. Or my stinking flesh. The law of the Spirit of life in the Word of God in Christ Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit. The Lord doesn't save people to sin. What power then would there be that we could say that was in the power of God? These people say, well, we can't stop from sin. That's right, because you have no inward anointing of the Holy Spirit. You don't value the Word of God that can make your spirit inside mingle. You don't let it mingle in with your spirit. You don't let the Holy Spirit, you won't allow the Holy Spirit to mingle with your spirit, and therefore you're weak. Your flesh is weak. No man without God living in them and through them can keep the commandments. That's why you need life, life eternal in you. A dead tree can't bear fruit. If a tree, if God says for the tree to bear fruit, then God must put his life into that tree in order for it to bear fruit. And God likens us unto trees. Trees, and he said, we're like branches of the tree, the vine. And if we win souls, if he's living inside the house, if we've turned the entire house, our entire body over to him, and he knows that we do if we build the house with the building materials, which are the Word of God. And if we do that, well, then he's living in us, and we can't sin then. It's impossible to sin. If you're building your house, the inward anointing, you're receiving it from the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Every part of the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. And it sizzles in you if you really are concerned. If you fear God, in other words, you fear that what he says is the truth. Because if you sin, the soul that sins shall die. He that sinneth is of the devil, and the Lord's not going to let you, the devil, go into the kingdom of heaven. All right? If you say, well, I'm not perfect, no one is, that's what Charles Stanley says. I mean, he's a liar. Now, he preaches good up to that point. And then he just throws everybody's soul right into hell by telling them that no one's perfect and you don't... the Bible says there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, where there's nothing but imperfection, but there's no condemnation to those that walk in the Word, the Spirit, the Lord. Don't you get it?
Yes.
Doesn't that burn or sizzle in your soul? You know, the disciples says, did not our hearts burn when he talked to us? Did not his word sizzle inside our hearts?
Amen.
Well, if it does, then you have the inward anointing. You're sensitive to the word of God. And you're coming unto the Lord. And you're listening to his words. And you're doing what he says. Then you're perfect according to the word of God. There is no condemnation to the people that are perfect. And don't let Charles Stanley or any other false prophet tell you otherwise. I don't care how much word of God that they preach to you. If they tell, that's the biggest deceiver in the world, because, man, the guy's preaching right down the line. And then all of a sudden he tells you, you can't be perfect, so don't worry about it. Just eat and sin. Liar! Amen?
Amen.
Liar! You're a liar. You don't have to sin. Do you think that the Lord is weak or the Word of God is weak? It's not weak. The entire universe is glued together by the Word of God. If one word was taken out of the Word of God, the entire world and the universe would go into chaos. It would unglue, because the Word of God is the glue that will keep you standing uprightly. The Word of God keeps the universe together. And it can sure keep little you bunky together, too, until the Lord comes back. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go ahead and read. Now, he likens unto a man that builds his house, what?
He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock.
He laid, yeah. The rock is the Word of God. Anything other than the Word of God, if you believe Charles Stanley that no one's perfect, then you're building your house on sand. Amen?
Amen.
What Charles Stanley is saying, that it's, no matter what you do, you're going to be weak and you can sin. And, none of us is going to be perfect. That's building your house on sand. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's hear what the Lord says here. Let's finish off.
And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house.
The house... that's built by the Word of God. This is the building materials. The building materials that God said will keep you strong till you can go through all persecution, all sorts of temptation, every kind of wickedness that can hit you. You're armed and armored with the Word of God. You're built on that solid rock, Christ Jesus, the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is powerful. Not by power or might, but by my Holy Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Is not my word like a hammer that breaks temptation and breaks every kind of evil thing? Amen?
Amen.
And sets you on this, a solid rock, Christ Jesus. All right, then what?
And could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock.
Yeah, a rock, and that rock is Christ. And Christ, the Bible says, is the Word of God. And the Bible says that Christ is God. He's the Holy Father. They asked him, show us the Father, Jesus. He said, have I been with you so long that you don't recognize me as being the Father? I am the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Son actually is the body that Jesus walked in. That's why God calls us the sons of God. The minute that we let the Spirit enter into us, we're sons of God. Okay, so he was the Son of God because he was in the flesh. That means he was begotten by the Holy Spirit, and so therefore his flesh was the Son of God. But God is both Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He said in the Old Testament, in the first chapter, he says, let us, not let me make God in my image. He said, let us make man in our image, the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a pluralistic God. Amen?
Amen.
And so God is one. I've written a piece of literature called The Oneness of God. And, okay, now let's continue with this scripture.
But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man...
A person that hears my words and it doesn't have any meaning, he says, oh, yeah. A person that does what?
He that heareth and doeth not.
In other words, a person that hears the word of God and then says, well, none of us are perfect. When God's word says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. In other words, God would never tell you to do anything if you can't do it, if he wouldn't give you the power to do it. Amen?
Amen.
It's just like the world says that drunkenness is a sickness. Do you think that God, the Bible says, no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you think that God would send a sick person, somebody that's sick, to hell?
No.
No. It's not a sickness, it's a demon possession. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord says, if you receive his word, the Spirit, it'll cast that demon right out of you. It doesn't matter if you're on drugs, if you're a homosexual, if you're a person that is a drunkard, an adulterer, a whoremonger, a fornicator. If the Lord is living in you, then those demons are cast out. You're not walking in demonic spirit anymore. Because the perfect Spirit of God, this perfect Spirit of holiness is in you. And you are more than a conqueror over sin, Satan, the world, death, hell, and the grave. All the temptations of the world, all the lusts of the world. You're free from that because you're free by the power of God living in you, which is the Word of God, which is the inward anointing, and you're sensitive to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and there's no more. You're free. Him that the Word of God sets free and lives in you, the Word lives in you. If you let the Word live in you, if you read the Word, he that is free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
Free from every evil, weak, nothing spirit and beggarly spirit. Then go ahead.
But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth.
Yeah, in other words, you're building, your whole life is involved with worldly things, earthly things. And that's all you're doing. And so therefore, when persecutions come and the rain comes and the hail, and you have no foundation on you, and you're not built on the solid rock, the Word of God, the Spirit of God, Jesus, the God himself, and there's no power in you whatsoever because you're all the things that you think about, the things that you dwell upon, the things you dream about have to do with the things of this world. And the Lord says, this world, don't pay any attention to it because it's going to burn, okay? Mm-hmm. Set your heart on me, on heavenly things, things above instead of things below, amen?
Amen.
Do not conform yourself to the world, but conform yourself to Christ, amen? The image of God, the likeness and image of God. Conform yourself to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Against which the stream did beat vehemently.
Now the stream's going to come against you if you're a worldly person. The persecutions are going to come. Persecutions come to the just and the unjust. Troubles, disease, sickness, infirmities, earthquakes, tsunamis, all these things come to the just and the unjust. But the Lord is able to lead the just away from tsunamis. One hasn't hit me yet, okay? I've been in earthquakes, but I wasn't even, nothing has happened to me in one. In Helena, Montana, I've been in them, and out here in Los Angeles, I've been in them. And I've been in several earthquakes out here. Then what?
And immediately it fell.
Yeah, when you're built on the world, you're going to fall. I see people killed. I see them dying. I see them with all kinds of diseases because they think they're of the Lord. And they think that they can still sin, and they think that it's love. I mean, that I'm preaching hatred when I tell them the only one and only way into the kingdom of heaven. I'm preaching the Word of God. And so these are the people that hate God. And the Bible says, he that hates me loves death. Why do you want to die, you people? Why do you want to be foolish? If you hate the Word of God, which is God... Bible says in the first chapter of John that the Word of God is God. Amen?
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God, and still is God. Amen?
Amen.
And God became flesh. He became a man. He came, but the man himself, Jesus, was a man, just like we are. No special blood, no special flesh at all, but the power of God in him made it possible for him to keep all the commandments. And he said he'll do the same thing for you. He commands us to be exactly like him. Exactly like him. And the only way that can happen is if you value the Word of God to the point that you cast away everything else. You found the pearl of great price. You found the treasure. And you sell everything. You give everything else up. Everything. Well, what if the Lord asks me to give up sex? Give it up then. Why do you want to go to hell for something so frivolous? Amen?
Amen.
What about if I'm asked to give up my own son or daughter or whoever, anyone that loves mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, anybody or anything before me is not worthy of me, the Lord says.
Amen.
He's not your pearl of great price. It's not great. It doesn't sizzle in you. It doesn't make you strong because you won't let it make you strong. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
And the ruin of that house was great.
Yeah, great, because it's ruined forever. It's going to burn in hell and the lake of fire forever. Okay, so God arranges outward discipline for your own will. He wants you to receive the word, and if you don't, he's gonna chasten you. He puts this outward, he creates an environment for you. He puts people in an environment that they are never that happy with, unless they are really people who right now want to serve the Lord. Some people understand when the Holy Spirit moves and anoints with them, they obey. The inward anointing or the voice which the Lord God imparts unto them. God's will is then accomplished in you. It's just his will. You say, well, it's his will. We don't. His will is for your benefit. If you reject it, then what is it going to hurt God? Amen?
Amen.
That doesn't hurt him at all. You're the one that's going to be hurt.
Amen.
It says, so be true to yourself. Build the house, amen, with the Word of God, that God can live in you to give you the power that you need. And this could happen right now. You know, I see my time is up, and this is the time that we pray everyone through, amen, that you need to get saved. So you could just do that right now by saying this prayer to God. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood. I believe it. This sizzles in my mind and in my heart and soul. It's sizzling there because it's the living Word, it's the Holy Spirit. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And that he'll raise me from the dead too if the Holy Spirit is living in me at the time on that last day. I'm going to be pulled up from out of the grave unless I'm here when the Lord comes back. Then I'll just be changed in a twinkling of an eye. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says, and your word is God, your word is the Holy Spirit, your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And so just raising your hands and praise the Lord. If you're driving a car or something like that, just pull the bus, the truck, the car, the whatever you're driving or whatever you're doing. Just wait until you park or wait until you turn the soup off or the porridge or whatever you're cooking. And then praise and thank the Lord. The Lord believes in doing everything in decency and order. Now, keep reading the Word. Get baptized in water and with the Holy Spirit. And now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of this CD or this audio tape, which is program 323. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Holy Spirit. And here's this genius friend of mine, H.B. Barnum, with his magnificent choir called the Life Choir with the Life Prayer Song.
Thank you.